want to take this time to welcome you to our evening service. If you're visiting with us for the first time, we trust that you'll meet with the Lord and desire to come back and worship with us again. If you are here for the first time, we have a welcome packet for you. It'll tell you something about our church. It'll tell you how we got started and what we believe. There's also a card in the welcome packet that you can fill out that will tell us any of your needs that we can help meet in a spiritual manner. Let me give you some of the announcements for the incoming week. First of all, we do have our prayer meeting on Tuesday night here at the church. We'll have a Bible study, then a season of prayer. We meet here at the church at 7 o'clock. That's Tuesday evening here at the church at 7 o'clock. And then we have a men's prayer meeting Saturday morning at 7:30 here at the church. A regularly scheduled prayer meeting for the men here at the church at 7:30 Saturday morning. Next Lord's Day, we have our Sabbath school at 10 o'clock, morning worship at 11, and then our evening service at 6 p.m. Now, this week is a special week for us. It's one of those weeks where the ministers and elders gather together at one of our churches and have a week of prayer as well as conducting the business of the church. Beginning on Monday, we'll be meeting in Greenville, South Carolina, and we'll be having a time of prayer every morning till about 1 in the afternoon. And then we have a time for lunch, and then we have business meetings till 5. So pray for those meetings, that the Lord would come and meet with us. That's our great desire. I will be speaking to the church on Wednesday evening on our mission field of Liberia. They want to have an update on that, so pray for that meeting, that the Lord would come and bless, and that He would convey the burden of Liberia to the people as we speak on that mission field. While I'm away, our brother Chris Barnes is going to be ministering the word. Please pray for him. He also has a baby coming to the home at that time, so he's going to be very, very busy. The baby is due on Thursday of next week. It's nice when you can actually pick the date. They know they're going to get the baby at that time, so Thursday will be the birthday of the child, and we pray that both safety will be given to Jody and to the child that's coming. The young people meeting on May the 17th at the Barnes' home. That'll be at 6 p.m. And then on May the 24th, there'll be a Bible club from 10 in the morning till noon. A Bible club here at the church for the young people 4 to 12 years of age. And the Bible club will be on the theme of missions, and it'll be dealing with the country of Belgium. May the 30th, College and Career will be meeting at the manse at 6:30. And then we will have a time of handing out literature down in Philadelphia. On June the 4th, that's a Wednesday morning at 7:30. If you want to help with the distribution of gospel literature, please see our brother Tony Carosi about that. There will be a baptismal service on June the 22nd. If you want to publicly confess Christ and would like to be a part of that baptismal service, please see me. It'll be June the 22nd in the afternoon, and we'll be using a church just up the street from us, as they've been very kind to allow us to use it in the past. Continue to remember in prayer Mita Mulholland as she gets news back from the biopsy that was done. Also, as we mentioned, remember Jody Barnes in your prayers, as well as the others that are regular prayer requests that we've brought to your attention week by week. Please remember Jim Dager in your prayers. Jimmy Dager, he's the uncle of Mark Dager. Mark has been trying to speak to him a word in season from the Word of God. Please pray the Lord would help him. His uncle is suffering from cancer and going through a difficult time. So please pray for Mark as he would seek to minister to his uncle. As I mentioned this morning, our brother Chester Matadi has finally been granted parole to visit his family in Ghana. I was interested to look at the document this afternoon. It does say parole on it. I'm not sure it's spelled the same way we think of parole. Usually you think of parole to getting out of prison and spending time while you're checking back in, but that's not the way they're using it. He has been granted asylum to our country. To leave this country and go anywhere, he has to have permission from our government. So our brother Chester now has been given permission. He's been away from his family for 4.5 years, I think it is, and he'll be going back to Ghana to see his wife and children with the hopes of going over to see the brethren in the churches that we visit each year. Please pray for him. If you would like to contribute to that, it's going to be quite expensive for him to fly to Ghana. And if you would like to help him with that flight over there and back, that would be certainly something that would be a blessing to him. We can take your money if you want to do it that way. You can put it in the offering plate and we'll give it to Chester in its entirety. Or if you'd like to give it to him directly, you can do so. But our brother does not make a lot of money where he works. Most of what he makes, he sends to Ghana to help feed and clothe his own family. So anything that you might be led of the Lord to help with certainly would be a blessing to Chester at this time and would enable him to be reunited with his family with the hopes that his family then will be able to come to this country at a later date. So we're hoping to buy an airline ticket soon for him so that sometime maybe in the latter part of June he could go for 4 weeks and be with his family and actually visit some of the brethren in Liberia. So I'll let you know of that, and if you would like to help with that, you can, as I say, give it to Chester directly, or if you wish to put it in the offering plate, we will give it to him on your behalf. That's all the announcements that I have. Let's begin our service tonight by turning to 371. 371, It Is Well With My Soul, and I'm going to ask that you stand and sing with me. 371. prayer, please. Father in heaven, tonight we come to Thee through the blood and merits of Jesus Christ. We come giving Thee praise for the mercy and grace that is ours in Him. We have been rejoicing in the singing of this hymn. Truly, it is a wonderful thought to know tonight that our sins, not in part but the whole, have been nailed to His cross and that we bear them no more. Truly, You've given our hearts reason to praise You tonight. Lord, we're thankful that all of our sins, the small and the great, are washed away in the blood of the Lamb. We're thankful tonight that You robe us in His righteousness. As we were singing tonight about Jehovah Sid Kenu, Lord, we praise Thee that He is our righteousness. And that this night You see us in Him, and that we truly are accepted in the Beloved. Lord, You've given us reason to rejoice tonight. In the world we have tribulation. In the world there is affliction and heartache and sorrow. But Lord, looking at ourselves from Your vantage point, in what You say about us in the Scriptures, Lord, You've given us reason tonight to rejoice before Thee. We're thankful that we are the sons of God. We're thankful tonight that we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We're thankful that even to be absent from this body is to be in Your presence. Lord, we would ask then that You would help us tonight to rejoice in Christ Jesus with our whole being, to sing unto Him, to worship Him, to this very night give to Him and be attuned to His Word, to listen to His voice. Lord, come in our midst and speak to us. Come and by Your Spirit give to each one of us that which we need. We confess if we meet here tonight and all we hear is the voice of a man that our meeting has been in vain. Lord, we desire to hear the voice of the living Christ by His Spirit speaking to us from this book. Lord, come. Give to each one that which is needful tonight and get glory and praise and honor to Thine own name as we meet here in that glorious name. Lord, we have needs here among Your people. And Lord, we're thankful that we can lift these needs to Thee, knowing that You care for Your people. We ask, O Lord, for our sister Mita Mahalan, that You would continue the healing that You have begun. That, Lord, You would complete that work in her body. We do ask for our sister Jody, that You would give to her a safe delivery, both her and the child. And the Lord, there'd be much rejoicing in this new one brought into the earth. Lord, we're thankful that we can call upon Thee for that which You desire to do in the midst of Your people. Lord, we can call even in a greater way for the salvation of sinners. We ask, O God, that You would move in the midst of Your people in this very neighborhood, and that there'd be those who would come to know Christ. They would know that their sins are forgiven. They would know that they're on their way to heaven. Lord, do this gracious and glorious work, for it is Thy work. Lord, we come to praise Thee tonight as well as petition Thy throne. Help us as we worship Thee, who we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're turning in God's Word tonight for our Scripture reading to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to turn to the end of the chapter and read down through the first few verses of chapter 12. So Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to begin our reading at verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 2. I trust that the Lord will add his own blessing to the reading from his inspired word. At this point, I want to introduce to you our guest preacher tonight. Our brother Steve Dean is no stranger to my family. We have been close friends for many, many years. And when I first met Steve Dean, it was at university. He was still single. I was still single. There was no Free Presbyterian Church in North America at the time. And we became very close friends. We had a mutual friend, and we had our paths then by the Lord providentially interwoven. And there were many times when we did things together and labored together. I was working at a Bible Presbyterian Church in Charlotte. I did that for 2.5 years, ended up working there part of the time with the brother-in-law of Steve Dean. Later, Steve Dean himself would work in that church. Rhett Dotson would later, 10 years later, work in that same church. So the Free Church has certainly been blessed by the working through that church in Charlotte. But having said that, our brother Steve, after he worked in that Bible Presbyterian Church, was led of the Lord to go to Korea as a missionary. He was a missionary there. When he came back from Korea, he was in our church in Greenville for a number of years. Then he went for a short time to Texas, and then he relocated in Indianapolis, where he's been a member of our church there. And he's been a great blessing to the church. When the church was going through some difficult times a number of years ago, he was one of the leaders in the church that helped hold the church together, and is certainly a great blessing there in the community. Our brother has a ministry now where he and his wife have a business that they have started. What do you call this? State history from a Christian perspective? When I was in Indiana a number of years back, his wife began writing state histories from a Christian perspective, talking about the history of the different states, and if there's anything that had to do with Christianity, bringing that out in the history. Well, she started with one state and then with another state. Now she's done all the states. And they now are selling those. And she is in one part of the United States tonight, and he is in another part of the United States. And when I found out he was going to be near us, I asked him if he would come across and bring us the Lord's Word. The Lord has